88.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 745. Sunny, humid, 90 degrees today. Have you guys seen the 30 for 30 with Daryl and Doc?
Is it out yet?
It just came out last night. I tuned in. I didn't see it. I guess I was too late or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Ran.
I didn't think it was coming out yet. I thought it was... I know they were doing like a big Q&A kind of thing at Starland Ballroom in Sayreville.
Yeah, big promotion for it. I saw on Twitter people were saying, you know, it's awesome when you get like New York sports 30 for 30s. They always do like a really good job with it. Well, Daryl Strawberry has been doing a publicity tour. And he was at some show on Satellite and answering some questions about what it was really like when he was, you know, doing quick questions about what it was like with his teammates and with Doc Gooden specifically. Here's some of the questions he got asked and see what kind of trouble maybe he gets into near the end.
Daryl, I want to ask you, you and Doc together, have you ever done the following things together? Drank together?
Yes.
Smoked together?
Smoked cigarettes. No, Doc's never, but I did.
Snorted anything together?
Never.
Had sex with the same woman at the same time together? Got it. Okay.
You got it. Okay.
At the ballpark. At the ballpark. You ever drink?
In the clubhouse, yes.
You ever smoke?
Oh, in the dugout, yes.
Smoke weed in the dugout?
No, not smoke weed. Smoke cigarettes. Come on.
Okay. Have you ever had sex in the ballpark?
That was on the road. Yeah, probably. It's a great possibility.
At a stadium?
At a stadium, yeah.
Like before a game, during a game? like
in the middle of a game.
Wait a second.
Let's just leave it at that. Been there, done that. Done a lot of things.
Are you playing in that game?
Yes, I'm playing.
Like you're batting fourth and like 7, 8, and 9 are up?
But it's between the innings, you know. It worked out well. It's just how crazy it was.
Wow. It's got to be prearranged. You don't just like see a girl in the stands and point her out.
It's kind of worked out that way. You organize and point it out and tell the kid.
Her?
Yeah.
Her bottom four.
Daryl Strawberry, courtesy of Sirius XM.
Is he making the rounds, Brett?
I guess so.
Because I tell you what, I think he sounds like somebody we might want to have in the studio. I know I got questions.
How about that? You could pick someone out in the crowd and have them brought back to the locker room.
Of course you can.
Bottom of the fourth or something.
Dude, it's no different than rock stars picking it, going to the roadies, which chicks to bring backstage and then banging them during the show. What's the difference?
I guess if they do it like during the drum solo, it would be equivalent to Daryl doing it in the bottom of the fourth.
Exactly.
After the show is like normal.
Right.
In the middle of the game.
Why not?
You don't hear about that much. That's pretty rare.
You know what, though? I think there's a lot of stuff. You don't hear about a lot of things that go on in the clubhouse because that's their...
Because people are shocked by guys playing cards or eating chicken in the middle of a game.
I tell you what, I was...
So if you're winning, you don't hear about it unless it trickles out afterwards. If it's only if you're losing.
I found it hard to believe when he said, did you ever do coke with Doc? And he said, no.
Right?
I don't believe that.
Everybody thinks
I just don't think he wanted to throw him down the river, maybe. I don't believe that. If they were all getting whacked, you mean to tell me the two of them never ended up with a pile of blow and some chicks in a hotel room on the road when they were all partying?
He has said, though, that him and Doc weren't like, they were close as teammates, like in the dugout or whatever, but when they left the park, they went separate ways. Him and Eric Davis were the best friends, you know what I mean?
Right, but that guy was saying to him, did you do these things with Daryl? Did you drink with Doc? Yes, I did this with Doc, this with Doc. Didn't do coke.
Right.
Come on. That whole team was sitting powder up their nose, and you didn't do it with that guy? Come on.
The 30 for 30, ESPN did, I guess they'll probably run it a million times, so we'll all run into it eventually.
Ted, who's your hero from that team?
My favorite? Ray Knight.
Yeah.
Ray Knight, Keith Hernandez, are my two favorites.
Wow.
But I love Daryl, love Doc.
I just didn't know if you had that, like when you were a kid and you were playing wiffle ball. Like,
yeah,
Who were you?
Oh, I was Keith Hernandez, Ray Knight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remember those days?
I think I'd be pitching, I'd be Doc, and I'd be hitting, I'd be Gary Carter, you know?
Yeah, you got up to bat, and you hit, you just picked your favorite player, and that's who you were when you were up at bat.
The batting stance like him, the whole thing?
Yeah, the Daryl Strawberry. I can still see doing the bat, the way Strawberry would wiggle the bat. Yep.
4.3 WBAB.
So we were just talking about, you know, the Daryl Strawberry thing, and like when we were kids... If you started playing wiffle ball, who would you be when you were when you were playing?
Imitating Daryl's swing was a big thing.
So say you were, which by the way, I don't think they even make the right chairs anymore. But if you were playing wiffle ball with your boys,
right?
Use the folding chair,
Like a beach chair,
chair was beach chair was the thing.
Yep.
The arms counted, but did the legs count as a strike
zone?
Yeah,
no, too low.
Okay, so it was from the bottom of the chair, from the seat of the chair up.
We'd have like one of those lower beach chairs so that the back of the chair actually made sense almost for where the strike zone was.
Right.
Then where you put your arms, would count because it's the edge of the strike zone.
Okay.
The edge of the seat would count because it was the edge, the bottom edge of the strike zone. But right. the legs below, no way.
Okay. No way. So now, if you're playing automatics,
all right,
pass the pitcher on a roll with pace.
Single.
But if it was like a dribbler.
Out.
Cheap.
A dribbler before, and it stops before the pitcher is an out.
We call it a cheap. So it's, yeah, it's like almost like a do-over.
That's awesome.
Past the pitcher on a fly in the street would be a double.
Oh, wow.
If it reached the grass, like the, you know how if you have a sidewalk, you have grass, then the yep. sidewalk, then the next
More
guy's
grass.
Lawn.
Yeah.
So that grass from the mm-hmm. from that first thing of grass to the sidewalk would be a triple.
Oh, that's a thinning zone, but that's pretty cool if you put it in there.
And then the other Under grass the would be a home run. Same for you?
Pretty similar. Yeah, pretty similar. We had a, in the air past the pitcher had to be a certain distance to get the double, otherwise just single, and then triple and home run.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's 102.3 WBAB. That's so much fun. I want to play right
if
now.
If I didn't think I'd end up in traction, I'd go play now.
Roger and JP. BAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 758.
We're talking about the street rules of wiffle ball. No, what you're not understanding, Rog, is that if we're playing automatics and mm-hmm. I hit a ball with pace, that's a ground ball back to the pitcher, yeah. and you pick it up.
It's an out.
Out.
Okay.
If I hit it and it just dribbles back to the pitcher.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I can call cheap. And it's like a do-over.
Because it would be a
count.
Cheap out.
It's almost, like,
oh,
it's almost yeah. like a foul ball.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
We do like three cheaps. But we played in the street. I always wanted to play with bases. I hated automatics.
Yeah, but you have to have a ton of people to do it.
We always had enough. We had tons of kids on the street growing up in Brooklyn, South Brooklyn. Yeah. But we'd also play, if we played automatics, it would be sewer to sewer to sewer. Or sewer to sewer, depending on how many guys. And we'd self-hit everything. So you throw the
ball up and hit it?
Tennis ball, wiffle ball bat. You throw the ball up, you swing. If you hit the ball, you'd get three cheaps, I think it was, per at bat. So if you threw the ball up and you hit like a little dribbler back to the pitcher.
Self-hit? Nobody's
cheap.
Pitching?
Cheap. No pitching in the middle of the
you
street.
You got all these kids and nobody can pitch?
No, but no. If you're going to play sewer to sewer, you're not going to set up in the middle of the street. We'd self-hit and
what?
Then you boom.
So that's
you
just
swing.
A power game. That's what that is.
Right, exactly. And then the foul lines would be the two sides.
But if you had all those
curves.
Kids, why can't you just set up a chair in the middle of the street? And have that as a strike zone. And if you have kids, you have one standing behind there to pick up shag balls.
Well, this was with a tennis
Self-hitting's
ball.
Self-hitting's for pussies.
Self-hitting was great. It was fun. But and not everybody could do it either.
Self-hitting?
Yeah, not everybody could do it. No, I'm not saying hitting the ball off a tee. Right. I'm saying throwing the ball up. And you see some of the kids, they throw the ball up and they swing and miss like 32 times.
Ted.
Or you let Brooklyn. The ball bounce.
Yeah, you can do that.
Come on. And bounce and then
bounce
pop.
Once, yeah.
Yeah.
Stop 102.3 WBAB.
It's out of here!
When I think about you, think about Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. 8:05, sunny, humid, 90 degrees. Maybe a fun weekend to, if your kids aren't doing it, have them play wiffle ball or stick ball or something. We were just talking about that, how great it is. And I realized that even though it goes against my blood, I used to imitate Bobby Mercer all the time.
Really?
He was like the guy who, even though you weren't a Yankee fan, you could like. You know, Bobby Mercer's left-handed stance. Because he was so cool. He had the long hair hanging off from under the helmet. And just the way he batted left-handed was something we could imitate when we'd hit lefty, you know? So that was awesome. Good morning, B.A.B. Mike, the painter. What do you got, buddy?
I did it with my son. I took him up to, like, to Bayshore, Brightwaters High School. Yep. And we had the blue tape, and I made a box on the wall.
Right.
Every day after school, we used to go play stickball.
Oh, that's awesome.
Triple.
That's just good parenting, Mike. Good job.
We used to play half-field hardball. We destroy the field in half, and third base was first base. And, you know, you had to hit the backstop to get it out. And that was it. Two kids could play hardball all day long.
That's awesome.
No more, Dick. Lazy drug addicts.
Thanks, Mike.
It is true to get anybody to play anything. Like to get Tony here has a barbecue every year to try and get anybody to, like, the one year I went.
Even if you
just want to lay around and drink and smoke.
Suffolk County executive Steve Ballone just walked in.
What's speaking of drinking and smoking.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Speaking of
drugs and drinking and having a good time.
I don't even know what's going on.
We're taking advantage of you for that reason.
We were talking about kids, you know, playing wiffle ball when we were kids. You know, saying and the rules that you played by, you know, back to the pitcher.
Fiat automatics
on the ground is an out. But if it went past him on the ground, it was a single. Past him on a fly, it was a double, the whole deal.
We played at Belmont Elementary in North Babylon. Single passing, If you got it into the playground, it was a double. You hit it over the fence, triple. If you got it on the guy's lawn, home run.
There you go.
That was the home run.
And then you got to go get it. You hit it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You brought three balls. That third ball, you got to go get them all.
You better hope the guy doesn't have a dog. Oh, come on, man. Why you got to hit it by Duke?
No, this guy was a patient guy, I'll tell you. He did that for years.
When's the last time you saw kids playing a game of wiffle ball?
Oh,
forever.
Yeah, no. I bring it out at the house, you know.
Do you?
Like, oh,
that's awesome.
Do you?
That?
You
yeah,
put your daughter up and in, little high heat to your chin.
No, don't cry. I'm not sadistic like some other people I know.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone, who happens to be in the area because the Wounded Warrior ride is right down Sunrise Highway, starting at 9 o'clock. You look like you're dressed like you're riding.
I made my son cry over a game at Candyland. It was great.
You can make a kids cry.
Yeah, you can.
I was just with Michael, my 4-year-old.
Right,
came into a party he was at, and he was crying over Candyland. I was like, "What's the matter, Michael?" He's like, "No one wants to play with me."
No, see, I would play with my son, and I'm like,
"Come on, buddy, I'll play with you."
He got to that thing where he had to shoot, like he landed on the chute. He had to go all the way down to the bottom. I was like, "Candyland, bitch, what do you got?"
I'm like, "Michael, so I'll play Candyland. Yeah. I love it. That's right at my level." I'm like, after working all day, county executive, good game of Candyland sounds great.
You got time to hang out? I know you're doing the Wounded Warrior ride.
Sure. All right. No. Got a few minutes.
Good. More with Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone coming up next. Right now it's 8:08, and we'll look at the roads before they close Sunrise Highway for that. They close it at 9, right, for the opening run of the ride?
Exactly. We do the opening ceremony at 9, take off usually around 9:20, 9:30.
All right.
So now you know that, and I'll give you the rest of the traffic.
Dude, you need a sandwich. You got skinny.